President Trump is scheduled to fly to Mar-a-Lago again tomorrow. It is the third weekend in a row. Trump has always been a frequent visitor to his club in Palm Beach, Florida, but things change once you're elected the president. NPR's Greg Allen reports on the impact Trump's weekend jaunts now have on Palm Beach's people and businesses.
At Palm Beach County Park Airport, helicopter flight training is only being done on weekdays, Monday through Thursday. That's because for the fifth weekend since December, the airport, just 6 miles from Mar-a-Lago, is shut down. That's especially a problem for George Gonzalez, whose planes tow banners that carry ads targeting beachgoers in Palm Beach County.
97% of our business is done on Saturdays and Sundays, and on holidays. He comes every weekend, so basically we aren't able to work because that's when we fly.
It's a similar story for nearly every business here, flight schools, sightseeing flights, and the company that operates the airport. If Trump's visits and the current restrictions continue, the businesses here say they may lose millions this year. Gonzalez has been talking to county officials, the Secret Service, and his member of Congress about finding a way to allow his planes in the air while Trump is at Mar-a-Lago, so far without success. The problem is, this is the peak season for Florida beaches, and for his business, time is running out.
Another month, 2 months at most. So every week that they drag their feet puts me closer and closer to closing my doors.
When he was a private citizen, Trump's visits drew little notice. Palm Beach is used to accommodating the wealthy and famous. But protecting the president demands a level of security that's proved costly for residents, businesses, and local government. The heartburn is greatest in Palm Beach, where residents enjoy luxury resort living and their privacy. When Trump is here, the Secret Service shuts down a major thoroughfare, making it difficult to get anywhere in Palm Beach. In the town's Tony Shopping District, sales are down. President of the Merchants Association, Marley Herring, recently asked members of the town council for help.
The season is very short for us. We have great concern regarding how the small businesses, my own included, will survive over the next 4 or maybe 8 years.
The people who may be happiest about Trump's visits to Mar-a-Lago are the club members. During recent visits, members rubbed shoulders with the president and his entourage. Last weekend, one took photos, later posted on social media, while Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe appeared to be getting a briefing on North Korea's missile test. Congresswoman Lois Frankel, who represents Palm Beach, says Trump needs to rethink how he uses the club.
The dining patio is quite lovely, but it's also quite open. It is not an appropriate place to discuss sensitive matters to national security in the earshot of patrons or waiters.
The White House said later Trump had been briefed earlier in a secure location, and he and Abe were just discussing logistics for a press event. Frankel says while the president is always welcome anywhere he goes in the U.S., she has a respectful suggestion.
The White House might want to consider having the president bring the excitement of his position to other parts of the country.
But as a member of the town council reminded residents recently, Trump has lived in Palm Beach for more than 2 decades, and he'll be coming home to rest, whether they like it or not. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.